John Hiatt and the Goners, actually from a Warren Haynes Christmas jam, I do believe. Having some fun on that one, a song called The Tiki Bar Is Open. And I got to tell you, I don't think I could have found a more perfect song to tee us up to talk with Christian and Mark with Aloha Tiki Charters. Welcome to the Bob King Igloo, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
It is our pleasure. We love getting to shine the light on local voices here in our community, but especially really fun ones like this. I mean, this is a whole new idea, I know, for me, for a lot of people in the area. And it is a, I'm going to let you do the introductions in a moment. But first, let's kind of let everybody out there know who you are. It's Christian Cardamone and Mark King. You have just recently opened Aloha Tiki Charters. A bit of a family affair, sounds like. Give everybody out there a little bit of an introduction. I know, actually, before you do, a lot of folks probably know you, Christian, because you've been out there on the music scene. A lot of our Penguin listeners are very dialed into some of your work out there on the music scene. Tell them who you are.
Okay. Well, I'm Christian Cardamone, and big fan of the Penguin. It's not as cold in the igloo as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah,
I wore long sleeves.
Not in the middle of summer.
Anyways, yeah, I've been fortunate to play with some great bands in Wilmington over the years. So Bibbs Ellison Band, and right now with the Flannel Rebellion and the Dung Beetles. So lots of other great projects, and the Penguin's always been really supportive of that. So we appreciate that.
Amen. I know we've got a lot of folks out there like, oh, yeah, that's Christian. I know him, talking on the radio right now.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah, you've been around. It seems like you wear a lot of hats, just talking to you before we've gotten on the air here. Music, real estate. Now, Tiki Charter.
Yeah, and I'm bald, so I have to cover my head so it works out.
And you guys can get a first-hand look if you like. We are streaming live on the Penguins Facebook page as well, so you can see it all for yourself. Mm-hmm. Your partner, Mark, give an introduction.
Yes, Mark King, lifelong Wilmington resident, local attorney by day, moonlighting as a Tiki enthusiast, Tiki entrepreneur. Happy to be part of it.
Very nice. Yeah. And you've got also one of your other hats, Christian, boating and diving, a boat captain.
Yes.
And a lot of diving, is that correct?
Yeah, I've had a captain's license for over a decade and upgraded it to a master captain's license and ran a dive boat here in town for a couple years. And that was the first time I've ever kind of monetized being on the water, which was just a revelation for me.
Right.
So that was a big eye-opener, because getting paid to be on the water just seemed like no cooler way to make a living. So this kind of is a side gig for us now, but it's just so much fun, and it's kind of taking over everything else. But yeah, it's been a good time.
Yeah, and I just, the sky's the limit probably here, but we're just getting started with your first Aloha Tiki Charter boat. So the name does in large part speak for itself, but tell everybody about what you've got going on.
Okay, so yeah, we have a, if you've seen it around town, it's the Floating Tiki Bar, and we are a private six-person charter vessel, and we take people for the tiki experience, and we deliver the Aloha spirit kind of all around the waterways of Wrightsville Beach and Banks Channel, Lee's Cut, Mott's Channel, and we just give people an experience that they don't get on a normal boat. We offer a lot of the Aloha spirit, I guess.
And I was going to ask you to expand on that Aloha spirit for folks out there that maybe don't really know what that means exactly. How would you describe the Aloha spirit?
I think it's more of a lifestyle thing. It's more about slowing down, taking in the tropical tiki lifestyle, and we're really trying to create an experience there on the water, and a social experience for the folks on the boat. So.
And I mean, why not, right? I mean, this is just such a phenomenal idea. Like I said before, one that was pretty new to me. It is an actual floating tiki bar, folks. You've got to go to their Facebook page. Your website is AlohaTikiCharters.com.
Yeah, that's
is that
right.
Correct?
Yeah.
And see this. I mean, this is no joke. This is really looks like well done. There's even a photo on your Facebook page, I guess, of it being lowered in the water.
It is, yeah.
Yes.
What was that like? Nerve-wracking?
A little nerve-wracking to watch everything we have staked in this just kind of dangling from a crane about 30 feet in the air, but it made it safely down, and that was our maiden voyage to Wilmington from where we launched it. So,
and for the mechanics of this and the dimensions, like to explain to everybody out there who's not seeing this tiki boat right now, how would you describe it?
Basically, it's a floating platform 15 and a half feet across in all directions. It's got a octagon tiki bar in the center of it and a palapa on top that covers it from the elements.
Yes. We've got a hashtag they're going to start using too. I love it when you call me Big Palapa.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
That was Christian. He filled out a little information for us before he came in, and that was his last little note. I was like, that is priceless. I love it when you call me Big Palapa. We're talking with Christian Cardamone and Mark King of Aloha Tiki Charters. They have just launched, quite literally, only a few weeks ago. We're going to get into some more details, but first, we're going to head to the islands with Zach Brown Band here on The Penguin. Down in the islands, Zach Brown Band setting our stage with his island song as we are talking to Christian Cardamone and Mark King of Aloha Tiki Charters, a brand new thing that has just landed here in Wilmington. And it's just like it sounds. It's a tiki bar charter. I mean, you guys, are you having so much fun?
Absolutely.
Yeah, this has been quite an experience so far. It's been, you know, we're a young venture here, but it's been so well received by everybody. And every time the boat goes out, it's like a social phenomenon that just constantly basically tells us, it validates that our model is working, because everybody just has such a good time. Everybody pulls out their cameras, starts videoing, starts like clapping. They just are like, what's going on? How do we get on that? And so that kind of makes us feel good.
It's so interesting to see adults light up like children at Disneyland when you pull in somewhere. It's a surreal feeling, like to kind of see the look on everyone's faces and that.
No doubt. I love the way you put that. That is, and I'm sure it is, and people trying to figure out, well, what's going on, and yes, how do I get a piece of the action? AlohaTikiCharters.com, I can tell you right now, but I imagine for everybody out there on the water to see you floating by that hasn't seen this before, it's like exactly what you're describing.
Yeah.
So this is probably something that's been in the works for a while, the evolution of this idea, and then, of course, the logistics of having this boat built. Walk us through that a little bit.
Well, to be honest, it might be a little overstated. This was literally put together on the back of a cocktail napkin nice. About maybe April. By mid-May, we had the boat under construction, and June was able to get in the water and able to launch the business a few weeks back.
That is impressive. Mm-hmm. Okay, so who was the idea? Who was put together with the cocktail napkin? You two or others? There are some other family members involved, I understand.
Yeah, so it's Mark's my brother-in-law, and he's married my sister Libby, and then my brother Frank lives in England with his wife Kelly, and they were visiting, and we were kind of on a little vacation, and just kind of we were all out on the water, and you know, having some afternoon drinks, and just we're like, we need to find a way to do this all the time, and that's when the brainstorm session started happening, and just kind of, we were in South Florida, so our surroundings were really inspiring us.
Sure.
So that's where it started.
So is there any one of you that had the idea specifically of the tiki bar on a boat, or was it really just sort of a collective, not quite sure where to trace it exactly?
Ooh, that was a foggy meeting, is what I'll say. Yeah. So the actual genesis of that might be hard to pin to any one person. Mm-hmm. But definitely the idea of having some island cocktails and being on the water at the same time and trying to build the whole experience around it. A little bit of from everyone in that initial meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's fun. So that's kind of cool, because it really is everybody's thing then.
Yeah.
Nobody's, it's like not more one of yours than the other. Since it is a family affair, how does that work out for everybody?
Well, it works out pretty well, actually. I mean, everyone is kind of in different locations. So I'm here with the boat. I kind of focus on the operational aspect of it, working with our captains and the logistics of the actual vessel. And then Libby and Mark are remote. They're in South Florida, so they handle a lot of the online stuff. And then Frank and Kelly are in Europe. So aside from the timeline and then them getting like locked out of all of our accounts because they think that they're hackers all the time, we're working through all that. But we've got a great new website being built right now. Actually, Mike Duncan over at Sage Island, his team is awesome, and they have they're reworking our site now. It's going to launch probably in a couple weeks, and we're really excited to do that. So that should kind of really help us out.
Very nice. So let's get into some of the details for everybody out there that's already like, I want to do this. How do I do it? What do I need to do? When can I do it? How many people? All that kind of stuff.
Well, you can go to the website, AlohaTikiCharters.com. You can book right there on the website through the calendar app. In terms of how it works, it's a fully private charter, six folks at a time on the boat, two-hour charters. And we're running 7 days a week. During the weekdays, popular one is the sunset cruises. And then on the weekends, we run usually all day, Saturday, Sunday for sure. And then on holiday weekends, obviously, that added Monday usually. So we're looking at expanding our offering in terms of available charters. But we're going to see how people feel about the current offerings before we get there.
And then it's like it's BYOB, but you guys have some a little bit of a setup for you there.
Yeah, what we do is we pick up our guests and we supply the boat and the captain and the first mate, and we have cooler full of ice, and we provide the palapa, which invites the fellowship of the guests, and we just take you out, and the whole purpose of it is just for the guests to interact with each other.
Right.
We don't have a gimmick we're selling other than we're providing the environment and
right.
the safety of the palapa.
Right.
And the configuration of the boat is great for that as well, because it is a octagon tiki bar. You get on there with your friends and you're in fairly close quarters and you're facing each other, and everyone's, it really encourages the social interaction on the boat and really adds to the experience.
No doubt about it. That's nice. That is the voice of Mark King, his partner Christian Cardamon. I know many of you out there in Penguin Land know from some of his musical exploits here in the area with the Bibbs Ellison Band and Flannel Rebellion and the Dung Beetles and beyond. They have just launched Aloha Tiki Charters, and I'm ready to go. When do we take off? Let's make that happen for sure. You guys out there can make it happen as well. You can find them on Facebook. You can go to their website, Aloha Tiki Charters. Great. I know you've said you've got people doing this already for birthday parties or surprise birthdays and special occasions like that.
Yeah, we had a birthday party last night, and we've done a handful of, we got a couple this weekend, and it's everyone just has really been very, very happy. So we're pleased. We're batting 1,000 right now. I want to keep it that way.
We're also looking at the corporate retreat market. So
nice.
If the Penguin wants to do a little team building here,
oh,
from
my
the
goodness.
Office, yeah. Feel free to let us know.
We will definitely put that on the agenda for sure. And before you know it, I guess there're probably going to be a few more of these made and bouncing around out there on the water, or maybe not bouncing, but smoothly cruising along.
Smoothly,
yes,
exactly.
Out there on the water.
Yeah.
All right, folks, you can certainly find out more online. We did do some of this live on our Facebook page, so you can see a little bit of the interview. We're going to also have it, as we always do, with our Local Voices Spotlights posted on PortCityDaily.com, so you can recap the whole interview if you like. Such a pleasure, guys. Thanks so much for enhancing what's going on here in Riceville Beach even more.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right, we've got lots more music coming right up here on The Penguin.